We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. King Pantan told Benedetta Corsini that he was in love with her, and that in time he would teach her to love him. But Benedetta said that she could never know happiness as his wife. A little later, Marco Polo declared his love for Benedetta, and he swore to dedicate his life to her. Then Marco Polo persuaded Pinzu to approach King Pantan to request the postponement of the wedding pending the consent of Kublai Khan. Pinzu agreed to do this, and he spoke with King Pantan and said that the wedding should not take place without the Khan's consent. Pantan rose angrily to his feet and stated that nothing would stop him from marrying Benedetta Corsini.
Oh, great King Pantan, I have to remind you of your own words. I am the representative of Kublai Khan, and no doubt he would like to honor you by being present at your wedding. I beg that you do not marry until you have told him of your plan. Doubtless he will give his consent.
I did not mean to offer any discourtesy to Kublai Khan.
Will he not consider it discourteous if you do not inform him that you intend to marry, particularly as you have not chosen a princess of royal blood to be your first wife?
Think you that he will withhold his consent to my marriage?
So am I to read the mind of the great Khan? I only think it will be prudent to ask his consent and then to beg that he will attend the wedding.
Those are words of wisdom, Pinzu. I'm sorry if I spoke discourteously to you, but I'm very much in love with Benedetta Corsini. I desire to marry her. Still, I will postpone the wedding. I will send a messenger to Pekin to inform the Khan of my plan and beg him to attend my wedding. The messenger, mounted on a swift Arab steed, could reach Pekin within 7 days.
So that means that the wedding is to be postponed for 14 days or more?
The wedding will be postponed for 20 days to give the great Khan time to arrive here if he wishes to attend my wedding. I do this as a mark of courtesy, Pinzu.
It is well, Pantan. But I suggest that Marco Polo be the man who is selected to take the message to Pekin to the great Khan.
Marco Polo? He would not know the way.
Marco Polo is a resourceful man. He will find his way to Pekin, and he has a message of his own to give the great Khan.
So be it. Marco Polo shall be my messenger.
You are wise, Pantan. The great Khan will reward you well for your loyalty and courtesy.
Can it be arranged that Marco Polo leave at once?
I will speak with Marco Polo. It shall be arranged.
You desired my presence, Pinzu?
Marco Polo, I have spoken with King Pantan. He has agreed to postpone his wedding for 20 days, and he is sending a messenger to Pekin to inform Kublai Khan of his plan.
20 days delay?
Yes, and you will be able to do no harm during those 20 days, Marco Polo. You will not be able to aid the Western woman to escape.
Did I not give you my promise that I would not help her to escape?
You are going to Pekin to take Pantan's message to the great Khan.
I am the messenger?
Yes, and mayhap, Marco Polo, you will ask Kublai Khan for your reward while you are in Pekin. Mayhap you will tell him that you have given your heart to this woman of your own race.
I thank you for what you have done for me, Pinzu. I will never forget it. And I will do all in my power to persuade Kublai Khan to allow me to marry Benedetta Corsini.
Kublai Khan will not be anxious to offend his powerful friend, King Pantan. You will have to tread very carefully, Marco Polo. You are not of our race, and you cannot expect the same loyalty. Have a care that you do not meet your death in Pekin.
I can care for myself, Pinzu. And it may be that when I return from Pekin, I shall bring with me a beautiful woman, mayhap two beautiful women, who may win the heart of King Pantan, so that he will no longer wish to wed Benedetta Corsini.
You may do as you please, as long as you do not plot against the Khan, and as long as you do not attempt to harm King Pantan. A swift Arab steed will be supplied for you, and you will speak with King Pantan. When dawn breaks tomorrow, then you will start on your journey.
And may my journey be crowned with success.
That evening, Marco Polo watched beneath the balcony of Benedetta Corsini. Soon he saw her appear. Then, observing that he was not being watched, he climbed onto the balcony.
Benedetta, I have come again.
I have been waiting for you, Marco Polo. All day I've been thinking of you. Never did I expect that I would fall in love so quickly. You were the only man I loved. If I cannot wed you, I would rather die.
Hear me, Benedetta. I love you. And I'm going to try and save you. Your wedding is to be postponed for 20 days.
Oh, 20 days?
Yes. Pantin is sending me to Peking so that he may gain the Count's permission to marry you. You will wait here until my return. You will be patient and trust in me.
I will trust in you, Marco Polo. Oh, you must go now.
Oh, let me embrace you first. Let us step from this balcony into the room.
Come quickly.
I come now. Benedetta, I love you.
I love you, Marco Polo. And I will pray for your safe return. But listen. Someone approaches. Pantin is coming. Oh, go quickly.
I will go remember that I love you, Benedetta.
Oh, Benedetta, my loved one. I have come once again to see you. I have news for you. But let us stand together on the balcony in the cool evening air. There I will tell you my news.
I would rather not go upon the balcony, oh great king.
It is warm in here. Come, step out onto the balcony with me. Ah, it's not cool out here. Why? Who's that?
What ails you, mighty king?
I saw someone scurry across the courtyard. No one is allowed in that courtyard. Who could it be?
I know not.
Someone ran out of the shadows. Has anyone been here to see you, Benedetta?
Who would come here to see me? Am I not your promised bride? No one would dare to speak with me. Mayhap one of the servants was crossing the courtyard.
If any man seeks to look upon your face before we are wed, that man shall die, I swear it.
No one will look upon my face, save you, noble king.
It is well. Now I must tell you of the plans which I have made, and of the postponement of our wedding.
Next morning at dawn, Marco Polo interviewed Pantin. Then he set out on his journey to Peking. His swift steed carried him across the boundless desert. At last he came to the stronghold of Manji, the robber chief. The roads were now safe for travelers, and Marco Polo rode boldly into the village, which was Manji's headquarters. There he demanded to speak with Kim Sai, the daughter of the robber chief. He was taken to Manji's house, and soon Kim Sai came before him.
Marco Polo, you have returned.
Yes, Kinsai, I have returned.
I knew that you would come, but my father laughed at me. He said that I was foolish. He has been urging me to marry one of the young chieftains.
Have you fallen in love with anyone else yet, Kinsai?
I have not. Oh, Marco Polo, you knew that I was waiting for you.
I knew it. And I'm going to take you away, Kinsai.
I will follow wherever you lead.
I am going to make you the queen of a mighty nation.
Are you a king, Marco Polo?
I will tell you of my plans later, but you must hold yourself in readiness for a journey. I am now on my way to Peking. In a few days' time, I will return from Peking. Then we will go to the city of Zaipun. You will come to that city with me.
You are going away again?
I must continue with my journey today.
Tell me that you still love me, Marco Polo.
Oh, you are very beautiful, Kinsai. And it is my one desire that you should be happy. Oh, would you not like to be the queen of a mighty nation? Would you not like to have many servants, rich jewels, and a handsome husband?
Oh, I would love that.
All these shall you have if you will be guided by me.
You speak strangely, Marco Polo. What are your plans?
You will learn in time. But pack the belongings which you wish to take with you. I will return here in 4 days' time. Then you shall come with me to Zaipun.
Will you not kiss me, Marco Polo?
Not now, Kinsai. I have no time for kisses and caresses. But you will have many very soon.
I must contain my soul in patience. Oh, you are handsomer than ever, Marco.
Well, I must go now. I must go. I cannot stay to pay my respects to your father. Tell him that I will see him on my return. Be ready for me, Kinsai.
I will be ready, Marco Polo.
Marco Polo then proceeded on his journey to Peking. Day and night he traveled, and at last he reached the great city. On arriving there, he sought out his friend Toktai, who was overjoyed to see him.
Marco Polo! This is indeed a surprise. Why have you returned?
To seek speech with the great Khan, old Toktai. Are you happy in your married life?
I did not think that man could know such happiness.
Oh, I am in love at last.
So, someone has stolen the heart of Marco Polo. Am I to know her name?
Her name is Benedetta Corsini. She is a woman of my own race, but she is betrothed to King Pentan.
Pentan is a powerful king.
I know it, Toktai, and I want you to help me. First, tell me, how fares Kaila? Does she still pine for me?
I am sorry, Marco Polo, but Kaila no longer pines for you. I think her heart is given to a young captain of the Khan's army. She is seen often with him.
It is well. I trust you are fostering the romance?
I am.
I will not seek out Kaila, but you will tell her from me that she is released from her promise. Now, let me tell you of my plan. Do you think that the great Khan will be willing to reward me for all that I have done for him?
The Khan is always generous. But what will you ask him?
I will ask him if I can wed the woman who is betrothed to King Pentan.
Marco Polo, I am afraid I have sad news for you.
Sad news? Why? What do you mean, Toktai?
It seems that King Pentan did not trust you.
Did not trust me?
He sent a messenger to Kublai Khan with a message yesterday.
But no one passed me on the desert.
There are two ways of reaching the city. There's a short way across the mountains, known only to few men. And Pentan's messenger traveled by that route.
Tell me what happened.
The messenger gave Pentan respects to the great Khan and asked leave for Pentan to marry a Western maid. The great Khan gave his consent, and Pentan is free to marry when he pleases.